If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Danny Meringue.
Dusty Bun.
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy. I'm trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty on this Tuesday afternoon. Anthony Leverett's in for Danny today. Danny's hoop summiting. He's summiting the hoops. Nike Hoop Summit, Team USA versus the world coming up this Saturday. Later on this week, Noah Eagle, who will be broadcasting the game for NBC, he's going to hop on with us to talk a little bit about the U.S. and international talent that is in town for the Nike Hoop Summit. But that brings Anthony Leverett in. He's the host of the Next Pitch podcast, which if you haven't listened to it, if you have a child that is playing sports, if you are a coach, if you are a parent and your kids are already done, the Next Pitch is the playbook for coaches, athletes, and parents, guiding you through youth sports all the way up. A lot of great interviews that you had, and he's got a lot of experience of his own as a longtime college basketball coach in the state of Oregon and as a University of Utah women's head coach as well. So Anthony's in with us today and partying along, man. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, I just need to take you everywhere with me.
Yeah, I'll be your hype man.
That was great, man. Yeah. I love that.
I'm like Flava Flav, dude. Just give me a clock. I'll be your hype boy. We've been talking a lot about the NCAA National Championship, and in electric game, and it capped off a tournament that was so much fun start to finish. There were a lot of blowouts. We didn't have a ton of upsets, which is the drama of the tournament is what people love. But as the field got smaller, the games got better.
And their drama was from the games being so good. Right? Yeah. Like not the upsets. The drama wasn't during the week leading up to it after you're talking about what had just happened. It was actually watching the game. Each one of those, the Sweet 16 on, had a ton of drama in those games.
In the Final Four, the biggest margin of victory in the Final Four was a 6-point win by Florida over Auburn. That was the biggest victory in the Final Four. I can't remember a Final Four that was that tight in all three of the games, whether it was the semifinals or the national championship game. It was electric basketball. And that, even that Auburn Florida game, that was much closer than the 6 points even at the end would lead you to believe. Has NIL, the transfer portal, helped college basketball? Because for so long it just felt like it was broken and it wasn't good basketball with the one and dones. Now with NIL, you got guys coming back. You got guys like Walter Clayton Jr. that go from Iona to Florida. And he's on the biggest stage with one of the best teams, and he's shining now.
Yeah, I think there's so many good things about both the transfer portal and the NIL. I could probably sit here and talk to you for about 3 hours about this. And we got Kelly Graves coming on the show, interviewing him on Thursday, and it's going to be the focal point of the conversation with him. And I can't wait to hear his perspective on this. But having not coached in it, I do think, having not coached in that environment, I do think that it is good for the game. I think people love stories. They love to connect with, and I think it's what women's basketball did so much better than men's basketball at the collegiate level for the last 4 or 5 years. And yes, Caitlin Clark is just a shooting star and like once in a generation and people attach to that, but they attach to the story, right? And so the opportunity to get to know these guys, even if they're in different uniforms, you at least recognize the name, you recognize who they are, they're sticking around for longer, and it creates a much higher level of competition, and I do think it's been good for the sport.
You mentioned that Caitlin Clark and the story that people gravitate towards, right? A lot of it is going around right now that, you know, for last year's national title game on the women's side, Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, Iowa, LSU, 18.9 million viewers. This year, people are trying to criticize the fact that UConn and South Carolina only got 8.5 million viewers.
Yeah.
And they're saying, oh, you know, don't just tell me that it's because Caitlin Clark is white. Because that became a rallying cry around that storyline. Caitlin Clark was an amazing story. But it was also Angel Reese, LSU, Kim Mulkey, the evil, it was like the Death Star of women's college basketball. That was a storyline that people wanted to see because we saw it the year before too. So this was the sequel to the original one. And that's a story that everybody loves. Everybody loves when you get those stories colliding year after year. As much as people want to hate it when it happens 4, 5, 6 years in a row, they want the initial sequel. And that's what they got last year. To draw 8.5 million viewers for UConn, South Carolina, I think that's actually a really good number and a sign of the health of women's college basketball.
Yeah, and I think the women's game got cheated a little bit this year with Juju getting hurt. And I think you could have created that USC, LA, UConn rivalry that could have started. And you lost out on probably on a big part of the market in Los Angeles watching that, the final game. But on the men's side, having Duke be good and have the biggest star in the game is really good for, it's like the Yankees and the Dodgers being good in baseball, right? It's great for both sides of the country. And people either love Duke or they hate him, but you want to watch him.
Yeah.
And so having Cooper Flagg there and the other really, Cooper's not alone in the talent pool that was at Duke this year, but having them be good and having those type of blue blood programs be good like that, overall, it's going to be a much more watchable product.
I don't like and I think it is an overreaction to the amount of upsets and people being upset that this is never going to happen again. We're never going to have a Cinderella. We will have a Cinderella. It will happen. Now, the next year,
that team will be pillaged.
They will. But there, we still will have a Cinderella team.
Yeah.
The coach will be gone the next year. Their three-star players are going to be gone the next year. But we're going to have it happen. And NIL is not going to kill that. Because once those guys pop is where everything changes in the portal, and people can start railing against the portal as being this horrible thing. It is not a good thing if you are a mid-major fan, right? It is a tough pill to swallow knowing that if you have that one special year, next year it's going to be gone. But the overall health of college basketball, these guys are sticking around longer because they're not taking flyers and running to the NBA and money at the first chance that they get. So you're getting these coaches have the ability to develop their talent, but they also have the ability to fill holes on their roster so you have more competent and competitive basketball. It is going to separate the top, and the top teams are going to get better. They really are. But if you didn't see that happening before NIL, you're crazy because it was instead of having, you know, the power two conferences being just stacked to the gills and more money than they know what to do with, it was only a handful of teams. It was Kansas, Duke, Kentucky. Those were the ones that just kept on funneling through year after year after year, and UConn as well. Now you're going to have, I guess, more teams be competitive in that landscape because they're all going to have more money. Instead of having, you know, 5 or 6 programs, it's going to be 10 to 15. And I know that that's not what a lot of people want, but when's the last time a Cinderella truly made a run and won a title?
Well, there's a rumor out there that players potentially were getting paid before the NIL.
No way.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
No way.
Yeah.
In a little corner of the country?
Maybe all over the country.
But southeast corner especially.
I think what this has done is created a level playing field for the programs that are willing to invest. They now have the resources to do it. And everybody has the ability to pay for the talent to come in the door, right? And then once you do it, that talent is up to you. That's where the separation now is going to become. How do you take and mold a different team every year? It's like being at junior college. I coached JUCO for 2 years. Hardest thing ever. You're every year you're recruiting a new team and you got a whole new group. It's what the high level college basketball is going to be. You're going to have a whole different group of parts and pieces every year, and it's going to take it's going to change how that skill set of the coach is going to have to be to manage that process versus just developing your freshmen through seniors.
Yep. All right. Let's get to, since we're talking NIL and the transfer portal, a big hearing yesterday in the landscape of college sports down in Oakland, California. A judge started the hearings for the House settlement. This is going to be the landscape shifter in the world of college sports. But what the judge said has a lot more to do with the bickering that is continuing on both sides. And we were talking, general managers talking out of both sides of their mouth. This is going to be a surprise to you. Lawyers are doing it too.
That I is, know. Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's a shock.
Yeah.
It's a shock.
We've got players potentially getting paid before the NIL, general managers and lawyers talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's revelation here today on the, from Dusty Hera.
We're going to have later in the show, insurance. Anthony Leverett's in for Danny. Danny's hoop summiting today. This is Danny Dusty on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, yesterday we saw what was framed as potentially the end of the House settlement and a resolution. It is not. Lawyer's going to lawyer, and the legal system is going to take longer than anticipated. That's going to be a surprise to everybody out there. Revelations left and right here today.
Yeah.
Judge Wilkin, who's presiding over this in an Oakland courthouse, said yesterday, she just basically started off the hearing going, hey, I know that you guys are looking forward to having a resolution to this, which would be wide ranging changes to the way the NCAA operates, from the $20.5 million roster or funds that schools can distribute out to athletes, to a third party checking NIL deals outside of the university, to roster limits and the way that the autonomy with which schools that opt into a pay for play, I'm using air quotes there, type scheme would operate under. None of that is happening because both the NCAA's lawyers and the lawyers from the house on the plaintiff side, they seem to be talking out of both sides of their mouths when it comes to how this should be done. And that is a surprise to nobody here. But the reality of it is that the judge is using this thing called common sense. Because one of the big things is they're going to put roster limits on schools, which would be the end of the walk-on, right?
It would also be the end of all the revenue-generating sports.
Yes, it would be.
In any way that we know about it. And I think I read that she asked, is this settlement going to open us up to future litigation? And the answer to that is 100% yes, from a water polo athlete, from a gymnast, from someone in a, you know, one of those sports that doesn't have the publicity that men's, women's basketball and football get. And so I think they're a long way from this being done.
Well, because here is one of the biggest issues, and this is exactly what Judge Wilkin was getting to, is that the lawyers are saying that this will be a resolution that both sides can agree upon. But then when she asked that question and they both go, well, yeah, future litigation is going to happen. Essentially what they're trying to do is collectively bargain without the collective, which is the student athletes.
Which is the people that have gotten forgotten in this for a very long time. The changes that are taking place are obviously super disruptive to the sports landscape, to college athletics, but the student athlete has been the person, the group of people, the collective that have propped that whole system up, and many people have profited at billions and trillions of dollars off of these young people, and they've just been an afterthought. And hopefully that what you said, common sense, takes place here, and all of those student athletes are thought about in this process.
The student athletes, and this is the when you try to collectively bargain without the collective, remember, House versus the NCAA is former athletes wanting to get their money for their name, image, and likeness. And that is where this is all starting. So you're taking a lawsuit from former athletes that has now become a class action lawsuit, which encompasses current athletes in it. But the whole framing of the lawsuit is not for the current athletes and the ones moving forward. And that's where the judge is going, so what are we going to do? We're just going to do this in another 3 years? Because in 3 years, when a new crop of recruits come in and they say, this isn't a fair and legal working conditions, which it's not, because you're trying to cap all of the money that they can earn and try to tell them you're only worth this much, when the market is going to bear that out. And any judge is probably going to see that, and any lawyer worth his salt will fight for that. And that is where all of this is going to be dragging to a halt, because of the fact that there is no resolution unless it is collectively bargained.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, I agree with everything you just said. The other thing on top of that is you have 360-ish NCAA Division I institutions, right? And you've got the Power Four now, and then you've got everybody else. And in that everybody else, there's also this hierarchy. You've got low Division I, you've got low major, you've got mid-major, and then you've got the high major. They're not the same animal. They're so different in how they go about their business of sport, that trying to make rules and guidelines that work for the University of Alabama and Sacramento State just doesn't make any sense.
Well, and then you have some that they bounce back and forth. Villanova is a prime example of this. They have a national championship caliber basketball program. Their football program plays FCS. those two things operate on a completely different landscape than, say, the University of Oregon or even Oregon State University, which have two at the highest level of those sports. Those are two revenue generators. Villanova has a revenue generator, mm-hmm. and that's their men's basketball program. So even within like that wildly changing landscape, in some of those schools will opt out. And like all of the FCS schools are going to opt out of, so Big Sky schools are saying, no mas, way too much,
yeah.
unless you're Sac State, which is now applying for FBS and to play with the big boys. But you're looking at it going, how in the world can you make a sweeping change like this when you have those universities? Are you going to just sit there and say, well, Villanova, you got to choose? Are you going to be an athletic department where your basketball program plays down, or is your football program and the rest of your sports going to play up?
Well, and I think there's a fundamental issue that the NCAA has been so reactive and very slow to react. I saw their commercials during the NCAA tournament about how their agents have changed, and brought a little smile to my face, a little sarcastic, shared with my family that I didn't think that they necessarily were change agents, but the idea that they're just trying to react to everything that's come, instead of they had an opportunity to be at the forefront of this, see that the landscape was changing, and make thoughtful processes and decisions that were going to have a positive impact. And now it's just everybody trying to react to the fact that the NCAA is an archaic institution that did not have any foresight to see this coming.
Now, that leads us to, nothing was done yesterday in the court. We don't have any resolution to anything. Today, this according to Matt Winter, who's a sports lawyer. He specializes in sports law.
Is this just breaking?
Yeah, within the hour.
Okay.
A new federal college athletics bill was introduced today. It would create a new association to replace the NCAA, known as the American Collegiate Sports Association. So the ACSA. Okay. It would require all NIL money from schools and collectives to be distributed equally to athletes at those ACSA schools. Okay. It would provide athletes the right to transfer freely, require conferences to be composed of schools in the same time zone. Good luck with that.
Yeah, this seems like a non-starter already.
Require all athletics revenue to be equally distributed among schools and athletes. Limit coach salaries to 10 times of schools' cost of attendance. So, I mean, all of a sudden, coaching at Harvard doesn't seem that bad anymore.
Yeah, you know, I think what they have to recognize is that there's multiple models within college athletics, and you cannot legislate all of them the same way.
This is more out of touch than
significantly.
Well,
I mean, to me, that's just a non-starter. I think what you're going to see, and I think I've heard you guys talk about this on this show, is you're going to see the old BCS, now the Power Four, become its own entity in some way, shape, or form, and probably now sooner rather than later, and govern and regulate themselves, and the NCAA will be left to pick up the pieces with the rest of the schools. How that looks, I don't know exactly, but that's been on the horizon for a long time.
They need some federal legislation over the top here, because you have so many public institutions that are at play. That seems like the worst thing that I have seen, because you're going to sit there and you're going to say every athlete, the revenue gets distributed evenly between every athlete. You want to talk about killing your Olympic sports? That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Because there isn't a person on the face of this earth that thinks that, you know, the person on the uneven bars is going to be deserving of the same money as the starting quarterback of a football team.
Well, and it's just not the way the world works, right? It's not the way, our market works. And I watched it over and over again, universities making millions and millions and millions of dollars off of the name, image, and likeness of guys running out there playing football and men and women playing basketball. And the, those kids' effort and talents propping up all the other sports. Now, that's the model that we had in place for a very long time, and it worked for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But the world has changed, and there needed to be on the front end of this some forethought, and that's just not what the NCAA is known for, is foresight.
another groundbreaking observation here today that we've had. I mean, we're covering it all today. But look, nothing happened yesterday with the House settlement. Don't expect anything anytime in the near future. New federal legislation has been proposed. I don't think it has a chance in the world of passing, because every single university president, athletic director, they are reaching out to their congressperson right now going, this is a non-starter. This is a non-starter for all of us.
Yeah. And to be clear, I believe NIL and the transfer portal are great for the kids, and they need to stay in place. They're going to have to figure out the guardrails around that, but it's something that needed to happen a long time ago.
All right. Anthony Leverett's in for Danny Morang. Danny's out hoop summiting. He will be back, I think, on Thursday is when Danny's going to be back this week. I think that's it.
Yeah, nobody tells me anything.
He did show up today, though.
Yeah.
He showed up today. He forgot he was hoop summiting, and then he got on his hoop summit today. It threw us all for a loop.
Yeah.
Threw us all for a loop. But we move on, and we start with our worst day on the web. First, Rust with SportsCenter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
All right, it is now time for the worst day on the web. And I, with Danny out, we have far less military news and far less Florida man news that is proliferating right now. But what I do have, and I want to get your thoughts on this. I saw this, and I thought you would be a perfect person to talk about this. The 11 rudest things you can do in somebody else's house.
And why somebody do you think I'm the perfect person to talk about this?
Well, because I know that you, and when we will keep names of the individuals at play very quiet here. I know that somebody commandeered your own home at one point when you were out of town.
Yes.
And claimed it as their own.
Yes. And people knocking on my door thinking that it was someone else's home. It was fascinating.
All right. Now, that would seem a little off. I wonder if that person that came to the home thought anything of a different family's pictures being all over the home that was deemed to be their own. And it was like, who's this family with children here?
Yep. Small college basketball.
So sometimes you get your players too close. All right. So the 11 rudest things that you can do in somebody else's home. Some of them I don't agree with, but some of them I absolutely do. All right. Number one on this list, and this is not power ranked from like, this is the worst. Touching and moving things. Now, if we're talking coasters, not a big deal. If somebody starts rearranging your home and saying your feng shui is off, then I think we're in a different.
So that would get you punched at our house. My wife is a home stager and unbelievable at interior decoration. And if someone were to come move our pictures around, that wouldn't go well.
Okay. Now, in this list, they say that the person says that they have a bookshelf in their home. And it bothers them when somebody, like you have a bookshelf, if somebody sees a book and they pull it off of the shelf. Does that bother? I don't think that is
no.
a big deal.
No, I mean, I would put it back where you got it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why would you have a bookshelf with books on it if you didn't want people to,
yeah.
I mean, they're for reading.
Here's one, expecting a tour of somebody's home. Like you go to somebody's home and you demand a tour of the house.
I mean... If you just bought the home, like, and you're doing an open house,
that's it. Right
that's
there.
The time for the tour. Someone's lived there for 10 years. They may not want to take you around. Their stuff accumulates.
Here's one that you will probably say yes to: overstaying your welcome.
Yes. 100%.
Being the last person at the party, you never want to be the first person there. But you'd never want to be the last person either.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of this at times. I'm guilty. You know, when you take it too deep in the night, sometimes you're like, oh, crap, we're the last ones here. We'll let you guys go to bed.
I have a buddy that shows everybody out at 7:30 p.m. He just stands up. Yep. His name's Doug Thompson. He says, lives in Napa Valley. It's time to go. And he throws great parties. 7:30. He'd say, my bedtime's at 8 o'clock. You're out the door. And he just kicks everybody out.
What? Okay. What time does a party that ends at 7:30 start?
Four-ish. Yeah, and we're old, right?
This is old guy.
Yeah, he's great.
I like Doug already. Yeah, like, I don't need to know Doug. I'm already liking him.
Yeah, and the first time it happened, I was at his house. I'm like, what? It's 7:30. Like, and I was still youngish. And it's time to go. He didn't care.
Yeah, that's a great quality to have. But I think that we should normalize that as the expectation that the host of the party can just be like, all right, bye, guys. And it's not rude.
Put it on the invitation.
Yeah.
Hard stop.
Hard stop.
Don't RSVP if you're not going to be able to leave by this time. I like that.
Show up when you want, but be ready to leave by 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
All right. hiding a mess. This is bad. So you accidentally spill something or you break something. Own up to it and just be like, hey, my bad.
Does this happen in adults' houses? This sounds like...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it sounds like these people have a problem with the folks that they're inviting over, which is also
they need to get
issue.
Better friends. Yeah.
Snooping, like going through the medicine cabinet or cupboards.
Mm.
That's just odd behavior. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Don't go through other people's stuff.
Yeah.
You don't, because you're going to judge somebody because you find something in that home. You didn't want, don't, if you don't want to see it, don't look for it.
Lighten up, Francis.
You're looking for troubles. Rust, are you a snooper? Are you a snooper over
there?
No,
I'm not a snooper.
You're kind of a snooper, aren't you? You'll open up a...
I don't open anything. I might, see if get a better angle, look inside there. But yeah, not necessarily touching it to open it.
All right. Yeah. If your interest is piqued, you'll maybe kick it open a little bit more. Yeah. this is a terrible one. Bringing an uninvited plus one. I think we can all agree with that.
An uninvited plus one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, unless, if it's a formal party, you don't do that. But if it's just like a party, you give a heads up. Hey, you mind if so-and-so comes?
There's a notorious college basketball coach on the men's side for many years that would show up at whatever event he was going to with a new plus one every time he would show up, and no one would know who it was going to be. And it, maybe the story not for the radio. This might be for over a
Wait
year.
A minute. Was this like a new lady friend he'd show up with?
Yeah, every time.
Hot damn. I like that guy. Waiting to share dietary restrictions. Like, so they make a meal and then, whatever. I feel if you have, and I tell my wife this, my wife is vegan and I support her in that journey. I don't participate in it, but I support her in that. But when we go to a barbecue, I'm like, hey.
Bring your own eggplant.
You've got to be ready.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be nimble in this. And she understands that. And I hope that anybody that does, like, if you're coming up, like, either let me know ahead of time or you should be ready.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Bring your own chickpeas.
Yes.
Right?
We're meatitarians at our house, but I'm happy to, there's becoming more and more vegetarians young. Like, my son's got a couple buddies that are really good athletes that are into the vegetarian world, and we keep veggie sausage in our house just in case of an emergency.
Just in case?
Yeah. Well, if they're going to spend the night or they're over for a football practice or something, yeah.
Oh, wow. Feeding the dog.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Nope. That's another non-starter at our house.
I feel like that's not if you're a guest, but if you're just at your house. Like, table scraps, not good for the dog.
No, that goes for the kids as well. Don't feed the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disrespecting shoe rules. Mm. Yeah, shoe rules are tough. Like, it's always, and I don't mind it, you want to keep your home nice.
I lived in Japan. That went to a whole different level in that country. Yeah. That is a custom and a culture where you have inside shoes and outside shoes. And I learned that the hard way.
And that is, okay, if you have a no shoes house, I feel like the stank foot person that's out there, you have to have awareness that you got stinky feet.
Yeah, or bad toes. Don't take your socks off. Like, what?
Wear nice socks.
Yes.
Yeah. And don't show me your mangled feet.
Yes.
Right?
Please.
And you basketball players, you guys are the worst. And it looks like just somebody just hammered all of your toes.
Would you like to see mine now?
Absolutely not. There's nothing less I would like to see
all right.
than your mangled toes right now.
I mean, I did take you to the hospital a very difficult time, but I think the least you could do is take a look at my toes, man.
Interfering with the setup. Don't switch the place cards at the dinner table. Look, just don't invite me to a dinner that has place cards. That's kind of my fair. I don't have to worry about that. I'm not going to do it, but I'm not. I'm probably not the person you want to invite then.
I have no comment on that one.
Yeah, I don't either. showing up empty-handed.
Mm, yeah, I would never do that. I get actually panicky when people ask us to come over about what I can bring to make sure that we give a good impression. We don't show up empty-handed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the what can you bring? I think as a host, though, it always helps if you have an answer to that.
Yeah.
Right? Because when they're like, oh, I don't care, bring anything. It's like, well, I don't know.
That
like,
means bring beer. That's code for bring beer.
Yeah. Then that's usually what beer and wine.
Yeah.
We're bringing beer and wine. And then I will usually go flowers.
Oh.
You know, you can bring flowers for that, right?
Yeah.
If you get the bring anything, flowers. But I can't tell you how much I love the, nope, you have got fruit. You have got, you know, salad.
You're like some organization in your life. Some structure, some organization.
Yeah.
Being told, that's great.
A coachable.
You're coachable.
Yeah, I have a wife that tells me what to do all the time. And that's usually kind of where it starts, right?
Good for you.
Those are the 11 things you shouldn't do. Is there anything on this list that you would add? The 11 rudest things that you could do.
I mean, you
at somebody else's house.
I've listened to your show enough times. Yeah. You could get into the whole bathroom conversation.
No, that's exactly where I'm going.
Yeah. I don't want to bring it up, I just did. But
stick to your home court,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Stick to your home court.
Yeah. Which is also a good reason for the 7:30 curfew.
Yeah. Great point.
Yes.
Doug is onto something.
Yes, he is.
You know, nobody's dumping in Doug's toilets, that's for sure.
Oh.
That should be on this list because you've got to have some real familiarity with that person.
Yeah.
If you're going to destroy their home court.
Yes.
Who does number two work for?
That's right. If you are a person that is finding any of these things, you're like, I do all of these things. This is your worst day on the web. You have done the 11 rudest things that you can do at somebody else's home. All right. Let's get back to the sports here. Huh? You brought up a really interesting point about as we were talking about the house settlement and where college athletics are. There's one aspect that we are missing in the college landscape, and it has nothing to do with college sports. It has everything to do as they move forward. Danny and Dusty with Anthony Leveritz here on The Fan. Anthony Leveritz in with me today as Danny is Nike Hoop Summit, Team USA versus the world. Leveritz was a head basketball coach at the University of Utah, assistant long time at Southern Oregon University, and now has the Next Pitch podcast. Go check it out. It's on the Odyssey Sports umbrella of podcasts. It's a playbook for parents, kids, coaches on youth sports all the way through. He's got four episodes out. The first two were great with Alex Bring. Loved it with Bring. Hannah Huseman, those ones were out of this world. They were really damn good. But you and I were talking about this house settlement and the direction of college athletics. And there is one aspect of the NCAA and where it may have gotten away from them, and it has nothing to do with college athletics at all.
Yeah. Are you talking about the NFL, the conversation? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of the things that is so interesting in our sports model is that the NBA and the NFL, and the NBA invests a little bit more, but the NFL, hardly at all, they get a free minor league system.
Yep.
They infuse no money into the college system, and the kids that are, 1% of those football players are going to play in the NFL, but the rosters is what supports those billionaires and multimillionaires at the next level. And those kids were never able to get paid for any of that. Medical bills not covered. Like there was nothing that was reciprocal to them compared to what their counterparts were getting in the NFL. And the owners and the TV companies that are putting these games on. And so the idea that these young people are getting paid for this, to me, is really important. And I think at some point in time, a conversation should be had about what is the leagues that are benefiting off of the minor league systems that have been created for them. What is their contribution to that?
And the crazy thing is, this is why we're seeing a lot of these lawsuits from the college athletes. It's not just NIL. But now the fact that you do have medical insurance for your injuries, then any injuries that happen, what is it, 5 years after you're done playing?
I believe so, yeah. And you can go back to school at any point in time and finish your degree. And that was not the case before. If you left school early to go pursue money, they weren't going to pay for your school if you came back. Some of the dumbest things the dumbest rules you've ever heard are associated with the NCAA.
And there's also an aspect of, especially in the National Football League, where you have seen all of the lawsuits regarding concussions.
Yeah.
The research around concussions and the billions of dollars that the NFL is paying out, or we can use the air quotes on the paying out because they're fighting every single claim that comes through, is that all of the research says that it starts at a young age, and it's not just one big hit that gets you there, right? It is the blows that you take over time. And for the NFL, if that investment were to have happened earlier, and look, a minor league system for the NFL would change college football as we know it.
Yes.
If the NBA were to do it like the European model, where, you know, you're signing little Cristiano Ronaldo when he's like 9 years old to a deal, right? And he works up in your system throughout, and you grow and develop and nurture him all the way till he is a professional. Like, that would change college. It would wipe college athletics out.
Yeah.
Because that would be the path that everybody wants to go. But the wild thing is, here in the United States, it would have saved the NFL potentially billions of dollars, because then it would have been interconnected and it wouldn't just be wholly dependent on them paying those out.
Yeah, and I don't know how to go about doing it. There's smarter people than me that could figure that out. But they do have this system that I hope the college system can stay as close as something amazing about watching 18 to 22 year olds play a sport and wear their university's jersey and the joy that that brings to a city and a campus. And like, all of that is really unique and special. So hopefully we can stay as close to that as possible. But there is these big gorillas in the room that have a lot of money, and they are profiting deeply off of the backs of many people who never get to taste that money, right? That most college football players don't get a dime from the NFL, and they're the support system that allows those stars to go on to the next level. And so just putting the burden on NIL from the school, from sponsors, it seems like there could be a conversation somewhere how the NFL and the NBA get involved in that.
A dramatic firing in the NBA today, as Michael Malone, head coach of the Denver Nuggets, out as head coach with 3 games remaining in the regular season and the Nuggets sitting 4th in the Western Conference. Where it could have gone wrong, that's where we start hour number 2. Danny and Dusty, Anthony Leverett's in for Danny Morang. Check out his new podcast, The Next Pitch, on the Odyssey Sports Network. Hour number 3 up next, Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.